It's your early breakfast
with Africa Milani.
The credit crunch and many other challenges are really placing a lot of pressure on all our pockets and household incomes. Many wanting to perhaps buy property for the first time, stop renting, or maybe move from a smaller apartment into a bigger home because now there are bambinos who are coming. What are some of the things that could kill your chances of getting a home loan? Joining me on the line is Cobus Woodendal. He is the chief executive of Lou Geffen Sotheby's International Realty in Johannesburg and Randburg. Cobus, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, Africa, and thank you for having me.
In your line of work and your clients, I suppose, what have been some of the most common factors that have hindered their chances of getting a home loan?
Africa, most of the people and many people sometimes just don't realize that even seemingly small or minor things can count against them, including late payments and unresolved disputes with companies, even if they are in the right. Sometimes you just call somebody that you have a dispute with, show them that they are actually in the wrong, but you never resolve that issue. You've got to cross the T's and dot the I's here and make sure that all unresolved issues has been resolved. A factor which people expect to actually count in an applicant's favor is having high but unused credit available. You seem to think that high credibility is counting in your favor under these circumstances, like retail accounts and credit cards and so forth. But the opposite is actually true because the banks automatically include the potential installments on these affordability or on these payback potential to test your affordability calculation, as a credit can potentially be used at any time. People don't think about those things.
Exactly, particularly the latter part of your answer, where if you are sitting with high credit, I actually would assume, hey, banks will be fighting over me because I'm such a good client.
Yeah, you sit with a fat credit card or credit availability on your credit card, and actually the banks don't look at that positively because it's obviously you can use it any time, and then it impacts your affordability because of your payback or your repayment of that credit that you made use of it.
I know we're entitled to one credit report a year. I imagine that's a good exercise to undertake every year so that you are very well informed of, one, what your credit score rating is, and as you say, what potential pitfalls there could be when you're applying for a line of credit that you can start addressing now, even before you start applying for that line of credit.
Africa, you're 100% right. I think it's important to be aware of what your credit facility or your credibility is all about and be intact with what's happening there. But there's also a fact that you have to keep in mind. If you, every time you apply for credit or every time you go to a retail store, whatever the case may be, and they do a check on your credibility with a credit bureau or something like that, just to check your score, that is also negative because the lenders seems to think that you are a compulsive lender. You want to know all the time how much money you can spend, how much money you can spend, and so forth. So keep that intact for maybe once a year or so, just to be assured of your credibility with these companies is a good idea. But don't overdo it. It's also got a negative impact with the people that's keeping an eye on your credibility.
And also be mindful that the banks will actually look at your spending habits. So be mindful, basically, is a point to take away from that.
It's absolutely true. It's best to start working on your credit rating well before your application for a big loan like a mortgage. You know, curb the temptation to make any big unnecessary purchases and try to maintain a regular spending habit in the period before you apply. The bank always look at your average spending habits instead of, you know, they don't want to have high spikes into your credibility or into your spending habits just before you look at that sort of thing. They are tentative into looking at. They want to have a stable, somebody that's intact with their ability to spend and know what to expect. So, the unexpected is also not a good idea.
Not a good idea indeed. Cobus, thank you very much as always for your insight. Cobus Woodendal, Chief Executive at Lou Geffen Sotheby's International Realty in Johannesburg and Randburg. We're getting reports of